But at this point, how does God reach into your life and find you where you are and really just begin to transform everything?
I was on tour, and I was a meth addict, but for some reason, I was always good with money because I was so broke before porn that I never wanted to be broke again. And so I was doing real estate while I was a drug addict. And wow. My partners in real estate were Christian. And they weren't what I thought Christians were. They were just kind of wild too. And they, in a good way, they just were fun and happy, happy guy, great family. And so they invited me to go to church, and I ended up going. And I got touched by God's love at church. And I raised my hand and received Christ. And I was high on drugs at the church when I went with them, too.
Wow.
And the pastor said that you come to God as you are. You don't clean yourself up ever to come to God. You come to God dirty and messy, and He will do the work in you. Don't be afraid of the grossest stuff that you... And he just told it like it was, you know. And I was just like, whoa, I thought I was going to get lightning striking on me for being in church on drugs, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was just really like that. And so he said, you go to church, you read your Bible, and you hang out with other Christians to grow in your faith, and you will change. And I was like, I'm going to do those things. And if he's wrong, then he's wrong. And I'll try to go to a rehab or something. And so that's when I just decided to do it. I did everything he said, and little by little, I ended up getting rid of all the drugs, and I threw them away one day and took pictures of myself throwing them away and posted them in my first book, and it was awesome. I was free.